Hey everyone, welcome to Buzzing About Romance. I am Becky, and joining me for this episode is Leah. Hello, Leah.
Hello, Becky.
And we have two guests tonight.
Two
special guests. We're super excited to welcome back Sawyer Bennett. Sawyer, welcome to the podcast.
Hello, thank you.
And back for the second time. We didn't scare him off the first time with heated rivalry and lube. Welcome back to the podcast, Bill.
It's good to be back. Who knows what's going to happen in round two.
Right?
This is true.
Beth, you missed that whole episode. He came on, he talked about heated rivalry, and then we opened his eyes up to...
Oh my gosh, I'm so sorry, Bill.
No, it was a perfect introduction, I think.
I bet you got trial by fire, that's for sure.
Yeah.
I mean,
absolutely.
Jenny's in the comments on YouTube going, Bill came back with like shocked eyes.
Okay, but we have to begin the evening.
Oh, yeah. So just, we'll explain this to Sawyer and Bill. We have been on a weather kick as of late because Bill's on the East Coast and Sawyer's in the South on the East Coast. In the Midwest, our weather has been ridiculous. Like,
I'm not really in the Midwest, though.
Well, technically we are, aren't we?
I don't think we're technically in the Midwest.
Ohio is the Midwest.
We should look it up. Well, I don't think Pennsylvania is in the Midwest. But anyway.
I think Ohio is Midwest. I consider Ohio Midwest.
Yeah, Ohio's Midwest. It's Midwest. Yeah. But we had, like, last weekend, we had this crazy wind, like 60.
Oh, yeah.
In Findlay, it was 75 miles per hour.
My Michael finally got all the trees cut off, like cut down, like off the path.
And then we had all that crazy snow earlier this winter. Which...
Yeah, so since the blizzard in January, we have talked about the weather on every episode.
Every episode.
So we cannot let people down.
Oh, I see.
Yeah, now they're demanding weather books.
Weather
books
updates.
With weather.
Trips. Just from y'all or from your guest as well?
Guest as well. They want to know all about the weather.
Amelie Howard had to answer the question because everybody needs to know.
So what's the weather in North Carolina? Because are you guys like crazy warm right now?
It was beautiful today. It's up in the low 80s, sunny, nice breeze. Of course, we are in the pollinating. If you know anything about the South, the pollen is hitting really bad. So there's this yellow haze kind of in the air right now.
Yeah. Bill, what's it like in New York City?
It was actually pretty nice today. I have to say, I think we were in the 60s. But this has not been like that. I mean, it's been cold and like an extended winter.
I mean, you guys had Blizzard 2.0.
Oh, yeah. We had serious trouble.
Yeah. Well, you guys had Blizzard, and it's rare for New York City to cancel school for snow.
Yeah. I mean, this is like the New York City just like shuts down. The second there's like a little bit of a flurry, like no one knows what to do. And everyone goes to Central Park to try to sled, even if there's like not enough snow.
It's more like mudding than sledding.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
So funny.
It's not, I can tell you this. If you want like a scenic type of experience, you better get out there the second the snow is falling because you wait till the next day and it's black.
Ew. So gross.
Yeah.
We started out chilly and then went into like hot, but then the storms are starting. So
yes,
it's a multi-season day again today.
Love our weather because we had thunderstorms about an hour ago and Stanley stood in the office barking at the thunder. I'm like, dude,
he's such
down.
A good boy.
It's effective. It
could
be effective.
So our researcher Jenny has said Pennsylvania is officially classified as part of the Northeast by the U.S. Census Bureau.
I wait, that sounds right to me as well.
Thank you, Jenny.
But Ohio does sound Midwest.
It does, yes.
Yeah.
Well, because Pennsylvania is so long.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Hi, Krista Sandor.
Oh my God, you're so funny. Anyway, we are super excited to welcome back our two special guests tonight because they made a huge announcement last week, which...
Yes, they did.
Here I am, Friday night, scrolling on my phone on the Facebook, just kind of chilling. And I've had to keep this a secret. And I'm not a good secret keeper, people.
It has been hard keeping this one a secret, to be honest.
At least it drops the announcement in Sawyer Bennett Facebook Never Ending Party. Like, hey, we're announcing this on Monday. And I'm like, oh, well, okay. Here we go.
We are, huh?
Here we go. So this is super exciting. you guys announced that, well, you've kind of teased it all through February that you're co-authoring something. Mm-hmm. And now we have the official, like, we know where we're going. So before we get into all of that, let's talk about first, how did you two connect for this collab? Bill, do you want to share your you stalked?
He sounds so excited.
He's like, what?
So we might even have to rewind to like 2023, like the end of 23, 24. And I was at a cocktail party for a company where I worked at the time. And there was a woman who worked at a big publishing house. And we were just having, you know, like when you're at a cocktail party, those like kind of inane conversations mm-hmm. that you're like, okay, like when's this going to end? And she just said like in an offhand way, like, now Bill, you were a hockey player at some point. I was like, yeah, that's right. She's like, yeah, like we just sold, you know, my publishing house just sold this book that's been like our top seller. And I was kind of like zoning out, but I'm thinking like, what does hockey and reading have to do with each other? So fast forward, I was like, you know, it turned out it was one of these big bestsellers. And like not that long after, I was at an airport and I saw a few of these books displayed at like a Hudson mm-hmm. News. And I was like, all right, I gotta figure out how to get myself involved in this. And so I started reading some of these books. And then I came across the Arizona Vengeance series. And I had been, you know, just toying with the idea, like, I guess I could try to do this by myself. And I actually started writing one by myself that we talked about last time. But like anything else, when you do it without some sort of guidance, you know, it's going to be pretty terrible. And at least at the beginning. And so I was like, you know, the way to actually make something worthwhile is to like try to find someone that, you know, can kind of give you some guidance and has done this. And so I went to Sawyer's website and I found an email, I tracked down the email and I just sent an email. I was like, look, this is who I am. I was a hockey player. I've written a memoir about playing hockey. I'm engaged. So I have some sort of romance, you know, in my life. You have any interest in like talking? It was really like, I want to collaborate, but like, would you talk to me?
Will you be my friend?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Look, like I'm coming to you with good intentions. And like, I'm curious about,
I swear it's not
world.
Weird.
Yeah. Like, I mean, for all I know, this isn't even the right email address. I have no idea, but I'm like, I want to just throw it out there. And that day she responded and was like, I think the words are, my interest is piqued. Like, let's set up a call. And boom, yeah. Like that was, I think it also speaks as I look, as more time goes by and now we spend a lot of time working together, but it was such a great first kind of foray into this world, because it's easy. It would have just been easy to not respond to me or to say, you don't know what you're doing. Like mm-hmm. I'm good on my own. But I had seen that people collaborated on books, and I see that it's like it's an ecosystem of people wanting to help each other.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
That's what's also kind of cool about this whole world that now you guys have been living in, I know, for decades. And I think the masses now are looking to find their way in as well. And it's been an accepting and honestly a great past year. Working on this.
That's so awesome. Sawyer, you don't help anybody think that like you won't be their friend, because I too can claim the hi, it's me. I'm slightly obsessed with you, and you respond.
Be everybody's friend.
I'm like, if you want to teach the lesson not to stalk people so that they'll be your friend,
you're not it. So we like to call it like nice stalking, though. Like, we're not weird about it. I mean, we're weird about it, but it's,
I was gonna say, Leah, we're pretty weird about it. Maybe. So Sawyer, for you, what was it like to get that email? Like, you know, because you have been in this industry writing since 2014.
Yeah, 2013.
And so, you know, it's been a minute. I'm sure you get other emails, but what felt different about working with Bill, talking with Bill?
Well, I don't know if you've noticed, but he's a guy, right? Like, so
Right?
that first and foremost, when he says it piqued my interest, you've for a guy to say I'm interested in writing romance, forget
Yeah.
even hockey, that's unique in our industry. There's
It
a
is, yeah.
handful of them out there, but there's not many. And clearly, because he was a hockey player, also piqued my interest. But I went and vetted him before I responded. I went and Googled Bill,
That's
because.
your lawyer talking.
Right. Like I wanted to see if this guy was legit, if there was anything out there on him. And it turns out, I mean, he's already an accomplished author. He's a playwright. He's had his books made into movies. So like he's already got his own writing chops going on for him. Now, whether or not he could do romance, I still didn't know.
Right.
But it definitely warranted a phone call to see what it was all about, because I had never had an interest in doing a collaborative project with anybody. I mean, there's
Yeah.
so many authors out there I admire, but I've just never been interested in writing with anybody else. And I think after talking to him, just that first conversation, I did still need to make sure that he could actually write. And so he sent me The Swan and the Sentinel.
Right.
And I could see he clearly had talent, like good fiction writing skills, talent. And that I and the other thing I will say about him is that because I needed to make sure we could work together, and
Yeah.
we were strangers. I don't know this guy at all. We had a nice conversation the first time, but I knew he would have to, we would have to write similarly. And there were some differences already. He wrote in third person and I wrote in first, right? So that was
Right.
kind of like the first hurdle that we had to get over. And he, graciously agreed to change, the way he wrote to first. And so we've worked really, really well together. And it's been, I think, some of a learning process for him. And any advice I've taken, anything that I've felt that was important that we do, to keep it in line with the way I like to write and the way I like to produce and my voice and my style and my whatever, he's just graciously gone in and he's done the homework too. I've given Bill lots of homework to do, right, Bill? Lots of stuff to read, and he went and did it and did everything I asked for. So I knew we were going to be a good partnership.
We say that often, Bill, in our conversations too, like on our side of Bookcase Media, we'll be like, yep, we can tell Bill he'll take it. He'll do it, whatever we
Me too. I actually said it the other day.
ask. So, it's funny because Sawyer, you say you like Googled him to see. And I know when you and I talked and you're like, I'm thinking about doing this. What do you think? I put Heather on it because Heather is absolutely the Facebook stalker. Like she will.
Well, but she knows
She
hockey too,
does.
like
She.
professional hockey.
So just so
Like,
you know,
because
Bill,
she lives in Minnesota,
it might
so.
have been like getting FBI clearance to be okay on this side, just so you know.
Wow. Like, if there's a
You
problem
feel
hockey
special.
child, Heather will find
She
them.
will. She will. And so talk about the writing process, because for you, Sawyer, you've got 12, 14, 15 years of solo writing.
Right.
So now you've added someone new into the process. Was that hard for you? Was that to give up some of those?
It really wasn't. Because I determined if I was going to do it, one is I needed to give up some control, right? Because this was going to be Bill's art as well as mine. And it just couldn't be my way. So I think we came up with a really good process. I mean, but luckily, we are both pantsers by nature, so we tend to we have a we came up with an overall idea for the book, but we plot pretty much chapter by chapter, and it's really simple. We have a conversation. We usually talk Friday, Saturday time period, and we'll plot out. It used to be we'd plot out just a chapter, but we started getting better at what we were doing, brainstorming and really feeding off each other's ideas. Now we plot a couple chapters at a time. And then Bill does the first draft. He goes at it, and he will send those to me, and then I will go through and make changes and additions. And I mean, I think rarely I I'm in agreement with everything he's done, right? Like it might just be, adding some of my own flair, right, to the story, or fleshing out something that I think might need a little bit more or whatever. But yeah, I feel like it's been a pretty seamless process. How about you, Bill?
Yeah, I mean, I think the way, and that's almost just luck, the
Yeah.
fact that we and to me the most fun is actually plotting it out, because that it's those, I don't know, we could sit there maybe 45 minutes or an hour and come up with two chapters, but that in my experience, when you do that by yourself, you kind of have to do that thing where in your head you're having these conversations with yourself, and sometimes you can start thinking like, for 20 minutes you think you have the best idea in the world, and then like all of a sudden, like minute 21, you're like, oh my God, is it actually the worst idea? Does this make any sense? And it's like nice to have somebody that like, you can bounce ideas. And I feel like that, we can't both be sitting there. Ultimately, writing is very solitary, but you can create the ideas beforehand, and having a partner where it's truly like a 1 + 1 = 3 situation. You can go into the writing after those discussions with like much clearer vision than I would if I was doing it myself.
It always fascinates me in these like co-writes that like I've talked to multiple like authors who co-wrote, and how vastly different everybody's co-writing process is. It's just
Yeah,
so fascinating to
I
me.
talked to a couple of different authors that do collabs to find out, and I don't think we're doing it quite the way any of them were, but I got a bunch of different ideas on how to do it. I will have to say, I find that the writing is it to me it goes faster brainstorming with somebody like Bill, when you're deep into a story and we're brainstorming every week and plotting and stuff like that. To me, writing, when he talks about it being solitary, is like staring out my window for 7 hours trying to form the chapter in my head, and then it takes me an hour to knock it out. But when you talk to somebody else about it unlocks so much potential on your imagination and creativity. To me, I think the ideas just come. He'll be talking about something and it will unlock something. I'll be like, oh, what about this? And then he'll do that. And I feel like that stuff, it just comes a lot easier when you're working with somebody. That's been the absolute benefit of collaboration.
I think that that's something a lot of authors don't really talk about sometimes either. We hear about writer's block, but it's not always writer's block, right? It's sometimes just that you need to talk things out with somebody so that you can figure out what's next, or to itch, to scratch that itch, or to find that inspiration. And so I think it's cool when you can have a co-writer, a collaborator that helps you do that. Real quick before we go back into this, Bill, you said you read the Arizona Vengeance, and so we all need to know why Wild is your favorite of that series. That's my favorite.
Don't fall for this, Bill. She's trying to bait
Just
you into
really, I'm
something.
just Heather's in the chat, so I'm just really trying to bite Heather because she has a
Watch
thing
him
for
say
Dax.
Wild was not his favorite, though.
Right.
No, it was my favorite, hands down.
Look at him. He's like,
He's
hands
like, I'm
down.
just gonna say it, whether or not it's true or not.
Smile plastered on his face.
I just want to, there's one other thing. When we talk about the collaboration, it's funny because, like we talked about, there's so much that you can gain from having someone, especially because we're committed to writing multiple, but like this is a series. That's also new to me, right? So like it's this interesting thing that I found where you're plotting like 1 and 2 chapters, but also when Sawyer and I have been talking, like, I just thinking, because we were working on book two, and all of a sudden you have to really think, okay, what I do now, the way I describe this home, this rink, whatever, this facility, whatever it is,
It affects everything
it's
going
gonna
forward.
like exactly. And then what are the names? I mean, we have, because when you have someone who's written, over 100 books, and like there's a lot of which are hockey romance, All of a sudden we got to start figuring out like what are names that we can actually use, what are the teams, like what are the other, because it's going to be integrated into her ecosystem. And so I think that's been like, it's been fun, but it's also been a challenge. I also, the other thing I want to say is I've now found it more difficult because we obviously are still writing on our own. And to not have, you almost get, it's like playing shorthanded, right? When you're on the ice, if you're on the power play, you've got an extra man, right? If you're at an odd man rush, it's a 3-on-2, and you've got that extra person, there's optionality. And so now I feel when I'm doing my own writing, I'm like, shit, like I want to, like, who can I talk to about this? And it's you can always find, like you said, Becky, like you want people to, and I can talk to people about it, but it's a totally different thing when you have someone that is actually on the hook and is like in this world with you and is like writing with you.
Experiencing the things that you're experiencing as you're writing it, even though you guys are looking at it at different views, you're in that book, you're immersed in that world, you know where things are. And so talking it out with someone, it makes
Well,
sense.
then you're more emotionally invested when you're both writing. Like if you're talking to somebody else, like they're probably interested, but at the same time, they're like, do I really, should I just agree with him and say all of this is great? Or should I actually have an opinion here?
So before we talk about the series, because we're going to go into that next, but what was one thing about co-writing that surprised you the most that you've actually started doing now in your solo projects? Is there something that you've adapted from the co-writing that you're now doing in your solo projects? Bill, are you going to stay in third person on your solo stuff? Or are you going to...
No, that was a one time. That was like Sawyer said it very nicely, but that was a bit of like I need a bit of like a I would call it a bitch slap, not to offend anyone, but sort of like, what are you doing? That doesn't make any sense. And it didn't even occur to me because I was so focused on like the story and okay, these are the characters. I was like, well, none of these. I mean, it's not what she does. Like, of course, this is like the fact that I had sent her something. I remember thinking, like, oh my God, that's kind of embarrassing. So,
Oh, it's
many people
not
write in
so many
third
people write
person.
in third person
Third
still,
person is
though.
completely appropriate.
And most of traditional published books, especially even outside out, it's really first person into the romance genre is kind of on the newer side. It's not something
Actually, there's a lot of third person authors who've been writing for
still
years that are starting to transition over to
first
first
person.
person.
Actually, Krista Sandor, who was in our chat, she writes rom-coms. She's been writing in third person and she's just now making the leap over to first person. So really not
Yeah,
weird.
so don't be embarrassed about
You're
that.
not an anomaly.
Sorry, you're not
I
special,
feel
friend.
better.
Yeah, you're not special. Yeah, because like we've read books like last like for like the author spotlights that I've been reading, they've all been in third
Third
person.
person. It's interesting too to watch that progression. You know, we all know romance is my like Roman Empire. You know, to watch the progression of going from third to first, head hopping. Newer readers don't like head hopping. I'm over here like I'm okay with it because that's what, you know, like Nora Roberts has done for a million years. So you're fine. That's right.
Was there anything that surprised you in your co-writing outside of J Beth or Sawyer outside of just
I don't know that anything surprised me. I mean, I do. We do laugh because it was you get to the inevitable part of the book where you have to write the first sex scene, right?
Oh,
And
right.
so, like, we're still kind of, you know, we've talked once a week for several weeks or whatever, like that. We're getting to know each other, but that's the one thing I didn't know if Bill had the ability to do or not, because I didn't read that far into the manuscript that he had written or, you know, had sent to me. So that was interesting, but that even ended up being pretty easy, like, right? Like there was, I
Yeah, I
think,
mean,
a tiny
well,
bit of awkwardness, but it was fine.
no, yeah, it wasn't. I don't think. I think we got beyond the awkwardness. It was more like you talk about the files in our folder. It was just like you had put in the Microsoft Word document sex scenes, and she
I
just
gave him
took a
homework
bunch
to
of
do. I gave him a bunch of my sex scenes, and I said, you know, here, like beat
Please
up.
go
This is
study these.
this. He
I mean, if
did. He went and
someone,
studied them.
yeah, if someone though like sort of just kind of was perusing that file, it's an intense. And it really runs the gamut because I think there's everything. Like we talked about last time, there's a whole spectrum, and that was one of the other. This is
And
definitely.
we had to decide like what heat level we wanted to bring, right? Because I've definitely written the gamut. And so we had to kind of talk about those things logistically, like what was the, where did we want to go? Where do we want to stay type thing. So yeah.
So Krista Sandor in the comments, just real quick, she says, "Can I get sappy? I have to say thank you." This is to Sawyer. After her MS diagnosis in 2015, romance novels became her escape, and Alex helped carry me through one of the
Oh.
hardest times of my life. So,
Oh. Oh my goodness. Well, thank you very much.
I do like that book. I do like that book.
That was my very, well, not my first hockey romance, but my first hockey romance in a series, right? That kicked off the Carolina Cold Fury.
Yeah, well, they're pretty
Very
amazing guys.
sweet.
So the collab, the co-write, you guys decided to write in the Sawyer Bennett world, which is kind of nice, right? Because this is a team that we probably wouldn't have gotten, in the grand scheme of things. And I'm excited, and I know that several of our listeners are super excited because there's a former Titan on this team that they all have like a fondness for.
We do a very fondness for.
So you guys decided to write the New York Vipers, which is one of the rival teams to the Pittsburgh Titans, which is Sawyer's current hockey series. Bill, for you, how was it going into this kind of established, because you got Cohen who has this connection back to Pittsburgh, so kind of established world. How was that for you? Did you have to go do all your homework and
Yeah, but I think it made it a lot easier because there was like already a world and players and backstories of the Titans, and obviously incredible tragedy. Like it allowed us to figure out where we want to go and what might actually be sort of complementary to what the readers have already been exposed to. So if anything, I think rather it was sort of this nice happy medium between having like a lot of a foundation already set up, but also being able to, in some sense, start from scratch. And the reality is when we, so, Sawyer proposed this and I thought like, it makes total sense. And then we said, well, where do we want what team do we want to have the series be based on? And given that I'm in New York, it also made it easier for me because, we were talking and I think one of our earlier conversations that I was, I think I was actually in Central Park and I was thinking about, oh, I would love, I always wanted to like write about New York. And so this was a great way to actually integrate, hockey romance, but also something that I knew, right?
And I'm really excited about that part too, because while I've been to Pittsburgh many times, and you can Google anything and figure stuff out, it's been so nice having like to write about a city that like Bill knows inside out. He was born and raised there, so all the to have all that authenticity and those little tiny clips of the city within the book. I mean, it's almost like the city is a character in the book.
For sure.
And
Well,
it's nice to have that.
and New York is a huge hockey town. And previous, Sawyer Bennett's been in the Cold Fury, Carolinas. We've gone out to Arizona with the Vengeance. We've been in Pittsburgh, which is also a big hockey city. But
It
going
is,
into
yeah.
New York, was that fun for you, Sawyer? Was that fun to get to do the New York? Because I feel like writing New York is a little different than writing Pittsburgh.
Well, listen, the New York stuff is Bill, right? Like he's coming to the table with all of that authenticity, and painting the picture of the city. I've been to New York twice in my life, and I am not a big city girl.
Same.
I love Broadway, and that's it. So, it's been great. I mean, that's the New York is all Bill in these books.
Well, I mean, that probably is kind of nice that like you don't have to focus on like the
It's so
world
nice.
itself, like the hockey world, yes, but like
And
the
listen, let's talk
exterior.
about the hockey part. I don't Something we really haven't even talked about. He's a former professional hockey player. He knows hockey, right? So it's nice that he's also drafting the action scenes. And the this, I laugh my ass off because, I've been around hockey, for a good chunk of my life, following it, writing about it and stuff. He wrote a, said that one of the players was chirping at the other. I've never heard of this. How did I never hear that players chirp at each other? But they do, apparently. He taught me that. So yeah, it's really great that he gets to bring, forth just a level of accuracy and authenticity that I just can't do, no matter how much I
No.
research.
So was that fun for you, Bill, like to go in and kind of pull all of your hockey knowledge and put it in the book? Because, you can over give too much information. Did you feel yourself kind of saying, okay, I don't need to be that realistic?
The reality is there, these things, especially at the beginning, there was a lot of, I think, good constructive feedback because you got to have a balance between making sure that, when I read it, it rings true, but not to the point that it's incomprehensible to someone that doesn't know hockey. Because, I mean, I've read
Thank you.
there's plenty of stuff out there, hockey romance, that is very successful, and I read it and think like that doesn't sound or look or feel like hockey. But the reality is like it's great to have it feel authentic the way that everything you want the romance scenes, everything should feel authentic, but it's also just got to be a good engaging story. And so I think is it fun? Yeah, I mean parts of I'll think of like plays that I remember, whether it was something as a part of or something that I watched as a kid, and kind of have that stir up memories and inspiration. But at the end of the day, like the goal is, and I think that's one of the great things about, again, having finished this first book and working now on the second, is just improving what the actual stories are that we're telling and the characters, and making sure that these are hitting the right beats. Because, sometimes having been not, not having as much experience, I might be veering off or not, getting the right, not having the right things happen at the right time.
Yeah.
And so
Was
there's
it
some, science to it.
hard to find that balance for you, like between how much hockey to put in versus the story itself?
I don't think so. I mean, the one that's actually, I think for this first one, we were able to, it became more organic. I think at the beginning, once I sort of found the rhythm and we got through maybe like the first third of the book, it became clear how much was warranted and how much, we could do without. But that's why I think it's helpful to the way in our process of plotting out a couple chapters. We have a pretty good sense of, what's needed next.
Yeah, I don't know hockey. I read a lot of hockey romance, like a lot, but I don't really know hockey, so it has to be really blatantly like, would that really have happened? For me to notice it. So I am not your authentic hockey reader.
But that's important, like that, and as I, you want to make it feel authentic, and that doesn't necessarily mean that it is authentic to a player. I mean, we've talked heated rivalry. Like I wouldn't say from the way the guys run off the ice to the way they're holding sticks, there's a lot that I took issue with, but that doesn't,
Fair.
again, like you're not in it solely for that. You're in it for the
Yeah.
story, and that's what we're trying to do too.
Yeah, most people are not reading hockey romance for the hockey.
Yeah. Oh, he taped his stick wrong. Like, I'm putting this book down. That's not
But there are readers out there that will ding you on it.
right.
There's some really savvy readers
Yeah.
that follow this sport and are diehard and know it as well as,
Heather.
yeah. So you do have to
Yeah,
make
Heather
sure
does get a little.
you got to make sure you're as authentic as you can be.
As you can be, yeah.
We actually are. The last thing I'll say about that is, I'd say that maybe the thing we spent the most time on was actually dialing in the cover. And there was a lot that
Was
I had
thinking
there
about that.
about the shoulder pads and the way the guy's holding the stick and the way it is actually taped on the blade. And you know, it occurred to me, it's like we're talking to, you know, illustrators and designers and people that are just they're not hockey people. And so that was one where I'm thinking like, I'm like, God, like, well, what are you doing? Like, there's no way that you would have ear guards, or there's no way that like the glove would come up to here. But I think I feel good about where we landed.
Well,
Yeah, that is an authentic illustration, let me tell you. I do have to tell one other hilarious story when you talk about authenticity in the hockey world or whatever. Before we settled on an illustrated cover, we were going to do a man chest cover, right? And we were kind of talking about, you know, what's on trend, what's going to get the most eyeballs, blah, 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 blah. And so we're given some. Lisa and I went and picked out some, you know, really found some really sexy guys, right? And we're sending them all to Bill to look at. And Bill's like, I know no hockey players that look like this. You know, like they're all shredded. He's like, that's not accurate. Hockey players do not look like that. We ultimately decided to go with the illustration, but yeah, that was another
yeah.
example of him, you know, setting the
Keeping it
record straight on what
real.
it's really like.
Yeah, there's a lot more dad bod, unfortunately. I don't want to, like, sorry, spoiler alert, but that doesn't mean that they're not strong. That just means that there's
Yeah,
not necessarily a
just not
six pack.
shredded the
Yeah,
way, yeah.
yeah.
Was
In
funny.
my hockey romance world, they do not have dad bods.
Yeah.
Just so we're all clear.
Well, and I told Bill that. I was like, you've got to remember, they're, you know, women want the fantasy, right? They want their hockey player in their mind to look like that.
Yeah. We want to count the abs. And actually, so the cover itself is kind of a little different for you also.
Yeah.
So you've done illustrated covers for your small towns, and I think the original Wicked Horses were illustrated because it was the boots, right?
Yeah,
For
yep,
they were
yep.
more object than
Yep.
illustrated, but
Object, but you haven't traditionally done an
yeah,
illust
I'm in that camp where I just don't know about the illustrated. I have a few issues with illustrated covers in that I always think chick lit rom-com when I see an illustrated, but I'm seeing, you know, so many people have just gone past, so many authors are now using it for a wide variety of genres. But I was talking to Bill about this. I was like, you walk into a Barnes and Noble now and you go look at the romance section, and they're all illustrated covers, and they're all in these pretty pastel colors, right? Like I can't zero in on a particular book I'm looking at because
That's
they
the thing,
all
you
look
don't know if
alike.
subgenre to subgenre.
Right. And so I told him, I was like, if we do the illustrated, and I was interested in it because I love illustrated covers, I was like, it still has to be different. We got to do something to make it stand out. And so our compromise on that was to go with a white cover to make it pretty stark looking.
Yeah.
And just that very simple line drawing of New York City in the background.
It's a fantastic cover.
Yeah.
So book one of the New York Vipers, it's been announced. The blurb is out there. The cover is out there. The pre-order is up, so make sure you pre-order. It is Grizz. And yeah, I think you all are gonna love him. He's a little grumpy.
Love a
Being a little
grumpy hero. I love a
grumpy.
grump
I do
too.
too. It's my favorite.
Oh
I do
man.
sometimes, Bill, this is interesting because I have read The Swan and the Sentinel, and he's a little grumpy in that book too. But Sawyer does like to write an asshole.
I do love
So
an
was
asshole. Oh my
that
God, Drake is my favorite asshole.
He's such a good asshole.
He's the best.
So don't be offended, Bill, if like a lot of characters end up
I
being
am
assholes,
one.
because no, you
Yeah,
are one.
that's why I think it's maybe worked out great, because that's the character that I know best,
Yeah.
the delightful asshole.
I live with one of those full time, so it's all good.
Yeah. Very relatable, yeah.
Very relatable. Heather says Ryan Reeves, he's the perfect combo dad bod and ripped. So
Yeah.
if
I
any,
mean, that's yeah,
I have no idea
he's
who that
sort of like
is.
a relic though. I mean, he's like a
He's a
true
relic.
he's so like so much a veteran. And he's like, for people that don't know him, he's like one of like the enforcers now that is the old guard. But the way that you actually know how old he is, I'm not like make it seem like he's, you know, 100. He's not,
He's
but he's
probably
old for
like
hockey.
hockey
he's
player.
probably
He's
like
old for a hockey player.
34.
Well, no, he's probably high
I'm
later
Googling him. He's
30s.
39
He's
because I
39,
my
but he
God.
doesn't have to wear a visor. And you only if you watch the NHL now, everybody wears a visor except for people that are grandfathered
Yeah.
in at a period of time. So
Oh.
he's one of a handful of guys.
Yeah.
And the
I didn't even know
reality
there was
is,
any
like,
still left in the league. When you're
yeah,
pushing
he's one of
40,
few.
you don't need the visor, apparently.
Because if it was going to happen, it's probably already happened to you.
This is true.
And if you have the ability to punch people the way Ryan Reeves does, you're not worried
You
about
don't
growing
need a
pains.
visor.
No.
So,
Nice.
what is your favorite on ice thing to write then? Because you talk about punching and is it writing like an actual like power play? Is it writing kind of that enforcer vibe? Because in hockey romance, we can get around with keeping the enforcer type character around, right? Like, we don't
Yeah,
have
you
to
need
play
it,
by
and
the.
we're gonna have a team stacked with every which type of player and manager and coach. Like, we'll have it all. But I actually get the ones that I feel like I tap into the most, or like the parts of the scenes aren't necessarily like the goal or a fight or something. It's actually the development of a play where I'm like, I almost go into like coach mode, where I'm like, okay, this is, the winger circles down low, the puck gets rimmed around behind, and someone chips it off the glass. And it's like, sometimes I'll have to then scale it back, but it's almost like I'm always most fascinated just by like the granular detail,
Yeah.
and not necessarily because when I played, it was not, unfortunately, if I was all that great at scoring goals, I wouldn't be writing books. I would still be scoring goals. But so most of what I did was like kind of more the grinder type of work and third liner stuff. So it's like chipping a puck up high off the glass. There's not a lot of glamour to it, but
But it needs to happen
it needs to
still.
happen
Still needs
for
to
the guy
happen.
to score the goal.
Sawyer, this is probably what, like, your. Are you, like, in, like, almost to 40 hockey books? Because we're gonna have 20 in Pittsburgh. We have, what, like, four.
There was 11
11,
in Vengeance. 11 in Vengeance. And I have no clue how many Cold Fury there are. I honestly could not tell you.
Well, the one-offs wasn't your first, we were talking about it. Your very first book, wasn't that a
My very
hockey?
first book was a college hockey romance. Yeah, it wasn't part of a hockey series, but yeah, it was a college hockey romance.
Yeah.
So, is there something that surprises you that you were writing this time that you were like, "Oh, I don't know that I've written that." Was there anything this time
No,
different?
I feel like I've written it all, but I will have to say some of the language, right? Like the figure of speeches, the that type of yeah, it is definitely putting a new perspective on it, but it's just so nice to sit back and let Bill be the workhorse on that stuff.
Well, and the story feels fresh. I did get to read early on.
Thank you.
I'm excited to read to see where it is as the official done stuff. But like I find that your stories are still fresh. Like I'm always
Thank
engaged in a Sawyer Bennett book. I always feel that it is
you.
fresh. And this feels even more fresh, like because there is this new voice coming in. Is there something in this? Is there a moment that was like pitched an idea? Either one of you pitched an idea and you were guys like, absolutely not. We are not doing that in this book. Even though it could have been like the most wildest, best new moment, but you were like, absolutely not. We are not doing that.
I don't remember. Do you, Bill?
I mean, we might,
Yes.
we,
He's like, yes. I
well,
just don't want to
no,
say it
I'm
out
trying to,
loud.
no, I'll say it out loud. I'm trying to think exactly what it would have been. I think not for Grizz, but I think, oh, you know what? No, sorry. We did have, we w there's a, our female heroine has a friend, as they often do. And I was thinking, okay, maybe do we have this be like, it's going to be a male, and we were trying to figure out, should this be like the gay male best friend, not a threat, or do we make this somebody that could be a threat to the relationship with Grizz? And there were some ideas that were thrown out.
This is wild. Bill said a friend, and my thought went directly to a vibrator friend, not like an actual human. I went with vibrator and I was like, oh, okay, tell me more. Anyway,
And yes, Becky, you would.
I'm just saying, like, do not roll your eyes at me, Leah.
I'm not rolling my eyes at you. I'm shaking my head because that is such a you thing to
It is
do.
like that's where
There
my
was
head
nothing
went.
shocking about that at all.
He said friend, and I'm like, okay, this I maybe that's a
Really?
deleted scene we need.
No, not a euphemism, just an actual friend.
An actual friend. I mean, come on.
I mean, she probably has those too, but
She could. She could. She
no.
could.
We didn't write that in there. We didn't. We
No.
no.
Maybe next time.
Maybe next book. Yeah, I'm happy to give you ideas. You know that.
I do feel like somebody, like someone needs to like write the like gallon five or the 5 gallon, whatever the heck, like the tub of lube in somewhere as like a prank.
I told you, it's not 5 gallons, it's a
I know it's not five
vat.
gallons.
It's a vat. You missed this, Sawyer. The
The
heated
lube
rivalry, there was
conversation.
no lube in that entire TV show. Like none.
Oh, see, I
But
haven't watched it. Really? No?
yeah, it
There's a
was,
lot in the
oh.
books, not in the
There's a
show.
lot in the books, but not in the show. And everyone's trying to convince me. Katie Robert actually sent me a message and she goes, they probably couldn't get sponsorship. And I'm like, Katie, don't tell me
That's
your
such a
lies.
Katie thing to
Don't
say.
tell me your lies. And so I was telling Bill that you can order a vat of lube off of Amazon.
Oh, Jesus.
I got the link too.
He got the link.
What's crazy though, she actively like went looking for this.
That's not so crazy. But yeah, you can buy anything on
See,
Amazon.
not
I like
so
that. Not
crazy.
no, because she expects these things from you.
Right.
That's more it.
She's been in our sphere for long
A
enough
hot
that
minute, yeah.
she knows what kind of chaos. If anybody ha oh yeah, if anybody has any questions, you guys can pop them in the chat. So Grizz comes out July
7th.
7th. And if you are headed to the Sassy signing in Richmond, Virginia this summer, both Bill and Sawyer Bennett will be there, which is kind of fun and exciting. Are you ready for your first book signing, Bill? Are you ready?
I mean, yeah.
That's a no.
he's like, I don't
That
know.
is a
I'm not sure
what to expect, but I am excited. I've got my flight books, and
Exciting.
Cable went to Sawyer.
Heather is asking how many books in the New York series are planned at this moment?
I don't know that we have the answer to that. I mean, I
At
write long
least two.
series and yeah, I mean, I can tell you definitely for sure too, because we've got one done and one about third of the way through. I think I've always said whenever I start a new series, you really can't tell how well it's going to do until books 3 to 5. That's kind of usually where it will pan out. So I think we have said that as long as we are successful with it and we're writing good books that people love, we'll keep doing it. Right, Bill?
Absolutely.
That what we said? We did say that, right?
I think you said, well, no, that was one of the other things that I was just to the point we talked about, of how this whole kind of world works and the genre works, is that you kind of have to commit to at least, I think we said five.
Yeah, I think it was
And
five.
then, I also was just drawn to the way that you had just the structure in which you had done your prior series for the most part, at least in a hockey romance. And it seemed like, all right, this makes sense, and it allows us to explore again people with all sorts of people within the organization. So it's not like we're hitting the same characters over and over. I think that's like an important thing that we want to do with this series, is make sure that each book, and this is something you've done historically, which I admired, is like these are different characters, both the male and the female, and they've got you know, there's going to be things that people will recognize, but hopefully we can also get some kind of fresh ideas in there as well.
Okay, so Sawyer has Case coming out April the 7th, and then in May we're going to Portland. That's coming up. Crosby's coming up, and then Bill, The Swan and the Sentinel comes out June 16th, which is next for you, and then Grizz will be out July 7th. It's gonna
Busy,
be
busy.
Man, we've got a lot of stuff going
you
on
guys
between
got
the two of
stuff
us.
happening. Is there, before we're almost done, so is there one character that you guys have started to get to know in New York that you're super excited for everybody to kind of, or that you're super excited to even write? You do not have to give any information as to who it is, but are you starting to? I fell in love with this team. I sort of have a favorite person
You
in
cannot
this.
claim him already. It's not fair. Other people have not had chances yet.
Sucks to be you, Leah. But is there one in your brain that you're kind of like, ooh, can't wait to get to his story? Bill, do you have one?
The one that we're, I mean, I love Grizz. I mean, that was, and I think it was as we started kind of developing it, it became more and more like a serious like compilation of people that I knew that I played with that I've seen that I think will be recognizable. And I think that's a great way to start because you want something that is like immediately, all right, I have a sense of who this type of person and player is. You know, he's Canadian. Like we can give that away. You know, it's not crazy. It's a Canadian hockey player. But I am excited about number two because it is a little bit out of the box and it's I think a very New York it'll be something that New York people will recognize, and I think people all over readers will recognize. But it's, yeah, I would
Okay.
say this second
The
book,
second book.
the main character, yeah.
Yeah. Sawyer, is it Grizz and Daisy for you?
And no, actually, it's Julian, the one we're writing now. I'm really our hero is a little bit older. He's 42, which is I think something that female readers want. I hear them asking for older characters all the time. And he's got a he's got a tragic background, and that's going to be I love a good tearjerker, or I love to destroy people emotionally, so I'm really excited
We
about
know because
this.
we read the end of the
Bane.
Vengeance series. No, just even the end of the Vengeance series when the
Oh,
plane
when I killed a whole
crashes.
hockey team?
Oh yeah. No, so funny story. I don't know if we've ever told you this. So Becky and Heather finished the book and were
Okay.
like, you have to read this. And so I read really fast, which actually would like worked out really well. But I got to that because they're like, oh my God, you have to finish this book. So I, no joke, read that book in like 2.5 hours. Like I speed read that night. And like when I got to that point, like shouty caps, like I cannot believe she did this to us.
We were all like, what the fuck was that? Who does this?
But it
Anyway.
really like gave me a perspective of how quick I do read.
I'm so excited that Julian is book two because guess what, Leah? That one's mine.
You
Too
cannot
bad.
pick them when nobody
No.
else has got a chance to read them yet.
I don't know. Sometimes it's the perk of being
Also,
me.
I do not like the idea that 42 is an older character.
Well, I don't particularly like that either, personally.
No, because I am
But
42.
it is, when you think of when we're writing the hockey players, right? Like
I know they're all
they're all
babies.
babies. Yeah,
Yeah.
so I'm excited that we've got a more mature character.
More mature,
Well, that
not
makes me
old,
feel better.
mature, Leah, which you are
Old.
not, so it's cool.
Shut
Shut up, I know. Anyway, huge thank you. Okay, so everybody pre-order Grizz right now. It will be out July 7th. I'm super excited for everybody to get a chance to read this and to get to meet the players of the New York Vipers. There's some couple characters in here that I think we're gonna have to wrestle Heather for a couple of them, I think, because she's gonna be in love.
She'll throw down.
Huge thank you to both of you for hanging out and joining us. We're so excited to get to talk about this series with everybody. and we appreciate you giving us your time.
Well, thank you for having us.
Yeah, this is a lot of fun.
Of course.
As always.
Until next time, everyone.
Happy reading, everybody.
Find us on Instagram at Buzzing About Romance or on Twitter at Buzzing Romance. If you like the podcast, please leave a review. If you'd like to support us directly, join the Bookcase and Coffee Patreon and receive exclusive content only available to Patreon members. Check out bookcaseandcoffee.com for our on-the-shelf show notes.